For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Russell's fastball to start this final quarter. Mountain Home with a double-digit lead for these last 8 minutes. To start these last 8 minutes, 50-36 our score. Z. McAllister will inbound it on the near sideline. Russell, by the way, moving right to left for this second half. She will throw it into Kara Davison. We are underway for these last 8 minutes. Davison to the front court. Drills to the right side, now going down into the corner. Throws it down to Myers on the low block. She's going up for the layup. No good, but a foul on Aston Yates. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So Anna Myers back at the free throw line, where so far she is 5 of 6 with 7 points. We are 12 seconds into this final period as Myers' first free throw is up and in. Even with a 14 with a double-digit lead, it's not safe yet against this Russellville team, and Myers gets a second free throw. She now has 9 points. 50-38, Mountain Home's lead's cut to 12. 50-38, our score. Here is Myers throwing it, and Mountain Home turns it over. Kara Davis puts up the three-pointer. It just rolled around, just hung around that basket, and then finally rolled in. Kara Davis with 10 points, and now timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. So we'll break with 7:30 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 50-41. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, out of the timeout, to Mountain Home turns it back over. Kara Davis going up for another three-pointer. This one misses everything. Vardaman with offensive rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in. And all of a sudden, Russellville is on a 7-0 run. 7-0 run. They've cut it to 7. 50-43. Kilmer back the other way going to pull up for the jumper. Shot was blocked from behind. Boy, Adele there wanting a foul call. He's not going to get as McAllister goes back the other way. She'll throw it out to Velasquez, who puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin, and back come the Lady Bombers. Well, that might have been huge had they had hit that. Here's Martin throws it to Yates in the right corner. Now Yates going to dribble down towards the lane. Picks up a drill and now trying to figure out where to go with it. And yep, it was a three-second call. That is the, she was just down in that lane too long. Anna Grace Warren's going to check back in, replacing Emily Payne. That's a ninth turnover against Mountain Home. Kaylee Ely's going to check back in as Hillen Vardaman takes a seat. Like I said, that double-digit lead was not safe. 6:34 left to play in this game. Mountain Home's lead is down to 7 right now, 50-43 our score. Here is Davis into the front court. Throws over to Velasquez. Now to Myers near the free throw line. Myers will kick it back out to Velasquez up the top. She drills toward the right side. And now has the ball knocked away from her. And it's going to be Ely going into getting it. And oh my goodness, if that fouls on Emma Martin, she's done. Emma Martin's going to foul this game with 3 points. And she's going to have to watch for the last 6-10 from the bench. So Dell Leonard's got a decision to make. And by the way, that was a 10th team foul, so Russellville's now the double bonus. So it will be two shots from Michaela Ely. She has 8 points so far. This will be her first trip to the free throw line. So Emily Payne's going to come in and replace Emma Martin. So Ely, if she gets one of these, it'll be back to a two-possession game. Ely's first free throw is up and good. So one more free throw coming up for Michaela Ely. Ely's second shot is up, and she gets both. She's now double figures with 10 points. 50-45. Back. Peyton Husky looking to inbound it. Gets into Payne. Now throws it to Gilbert. Now to Husky. Husky will get it into the front court. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Ely. 10th turnover against Mountain Home. But now Davis, her pass to Davis was over her head. It goes out of bounds. And now the team's exchanged turnovers. That was Russellville's ninth. 5:59 left to play in the game. Mountain Home will get it back, leading by five. Husky inbounds it to Payne. Now we'll start to dribble. Now gives it over to Husky once again. Now back to Payne. They still got to get into the front court. They finally do to Yates. Yates being double teamed. Now throws to Gilbert in the right corner. Down to Foreman on the low block. And now she'll kick it back out to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill it to the elbow. Tries to give it to Foreman. Ball's knocked away, but Yates gives it. Now over to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer in and out. No good. Ball or rebound's going to be a foul's going to be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Kate Gilbert with that one. Another two-shot opportunity coming up for the Lady Cyclones. 5:32 left to play in this game. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. So it will be Kara Davis at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 5 from the charity stripe with 10 points. First free throw is up and in here. She gets this next one. It'll be back to a one-possession game. Mount Tom has yet to score in this final period, and we are almost 2.5 minutes into it, and she gets both. Kara Davis now with 12 points. 50-47, Mount Holmes lead cut to 3. Payne takes the inbound pass. Now tries to throw it to Gilbert. Pass was stolen by Velasquez. Now Mount Holmes almost came up with a steal of their own, but Ely gets the ball, and she goes up for the layup, and now Mount Holmes going to have to take the timeout as their lead is cut to a single point. So we'll break with 5:21. Let's play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 50-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Mount Tom takes the timeout as their lead is cut to one. And ball goes into the front court to Payne. She'll throw it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to put up the three-pointer in the right corner. No good. Rebound chased down by Foreman. Mount Tom will keep possession. She throws it to Yates. Now Yates trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she's going to go down to the lane. Now tries to kick it out to Gilbert. Ball's knocked away, but now Yates has it. And now fouls will be called on Russellville. And a one-and-one's coming up for actually two shots because now Mount Tom's in the double bonus. I believe it's going to be Aston Yates at the free throw line. And that's going to be on Michaela Ely. Now she is going to be gone. Michaela Ely fouls out of this ball game with 12 points. And again, that's the 10th team foul against Russellville. So I believe Ely was replaced by Myers. And so Ashton Yates checks in. I mean, he goes to the free throw line. First shot is up and in. So that gives the Mountain Home a little more cushion with 5:01 left to play this game. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She's now 4-4 from the free throw line with 14 points. 52-49, Lady Bombers leading it. Less than 5 minutes left as McAllister gets into the front court. McAllister will dribble to the right side. Throws it down to Myers on the low block. She's going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Payne. It will go out of bounds, and Russellville will inbound it with 4:43 left to play in the game. A three-point Lady Bomber lead. Inbound pass goes to Myers on the right wing, down in the corner to McAllister. Now McAllister will dribble out to the wing. Up top to Davis. A little over 4.5 minutes left. Davis will drill down towards the lane. Now a foul will be called on Peyton Husky. That is her second personal foul. Kara Davis will be back at the free throw line. She has 12 points, including four of seven from the free throw line. First free throw for Davis is up, and rolls around and goes in. So one more free throw for Davis, and she can cut back to a point. There's 4:27 left to play in this game. Davis' second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Yates. Mountain Home will throw it to Gilbert. Yates will throw it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down into the lane. Going to the length of the floor for the layup. No good. Borman there for the offensive rebound to put it back up and in. Now what the call is, I'm not sure. I think they called a delay of game. So on Kate Gilbert. So anyways, Foreman with 6 points. So that's a warning. If Mountain Home gets called for it again, it'll be a technical foul. So here is Davis into the front court. It's a two possession lead for Mountain Home, 54-50 with a little over 4 minutes left. Davis throws it to Vardaman. Now to Velasquez. Now up top to Myers. Pass was wide of her, but she's able to get it before it goes into the backcourt. Now McAllister has it. She'll give it to Davis. Davis has it near the top. Now Davis is going to drill towards the lane, going into the paint. Now she's going to kick it back out to McAllister. McAllister dribbles between the circles. Now back to Davis. Now back to McAllister. Over on the left side to Velasquez. Up top to Myers. Over on the right side to McAllister. Up top to Davis. Davis was going to pull up for the three-pointer. Off the backboard, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Aston Yates, and back comes Mountain Home. Yates looking for somewhere to throw it to, though. Now she's finally going to get it to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court. Now she's going to be met by a double team. And now she gets out of it, though. Now she'll throw it to Husky, and Husky's going to be fouled from behind. And that foul's on Z McAllister. That's her second personal foul. So two shots coming up for Peyton Husky. She is 4 of 8 from the free throw line so far with 12 points. Or 4 of 7, excuse me. First free throw here is up and good. 3:07 left as Husky has one more free throw. Husky's second shot is good. She gets both. She now has 14 points. 56-50, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 3 minutes left in this game. McAllister into the front court. Starts to drill toward the right side. And now Russellville's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 2:54 left. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 56-50. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, sorry about the technical issues. Russell has had back-to-back baskets. They've cut it to two, 56-54. They tried to convert a three-point play, but they didn't get the free throw. Here's Foreman throwing into the front court to Yates. Mountain Home leading 56-54 with 1:39 left to play in this game. Here's Gilbert with it near the top. Now she's going to be fouled. And Kara Davis picks up her third personal foul. By the way, I didn't catch who that foul was called on. By the way, looks like it was... Now, I'm still not sure who the foul's called on against Mountain Home. But looks like before Kate Gilbert's free throws, Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. So we'll break with 1:34 left to play. It is Mountain Home leading 56-54. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5440.
Okay, Gilbert going to the free throw line to try to make it a two-possession game with 1:34. By the way, that timeout was called by Russell. I think I said Mountain Home. First shot is up, no good. So it's going to stay a one-possession game whether or not Gilbert gets this next free throw. Second shot is up. She gets one of two. Kate Gilbert now with 18 points. 57-54, Mountain Home's lead is three with a minute and a half left. Here's Davis back the other way, and now she's going to draw a blocking foul called on Addison Yates. That and Yates is going to foul out. Yates is going to head to the bench with 14 points. So it'll be Kara Davis at the free throw line to try to cut it back to one with 1:26 left to play. So Delaney has a decision to make on who he wants to put in her place. And so he still has a decision to make, and he's using all the 30 seconds he's allotted. And so finally, Emily Payne's going to come in, and Ashton Yates will take a seat. So again, 1:26 left. It is right now a 3-point lead, but Kara Davis at the free throw line to try to cut into that. First free throw is up, rolls around and goes in. So one more free throw coming up for Kara Davis. Second shot is up. No good. She gets 1-2, and the rebound's chased down by Anna Grace Foreman. She'll throw it to Gilbert, to Penn, and Penn gets it across the timeline. She'll give it to Husky. 1:19 left. Husky will give it to Gilbert. Now she's being double-teamed, finds Penn. Now over to Husky on the left side. Husky's trying to be about to be double-teamed. Now ball goes to Penn, and Penn will be fouled from behind by Anna Myers as Myers' third personal foul. So Kyra Penn will go to the line with a chance to make it a two-possession game. These will be her first three free throw attempts of the day. 1:05 left to play in this one. As Penn looks to build on Mount Holmes' 2-point lead. First shot for Penn is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Kyra Penn. Penn's second shot is up. No good. She gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Myers. 58-55, Mount Holmes leading it. 1 minute left. Here's Davis with it on the right side. Boy, it looked like she got away with the travel as she shuffled her feet, but now she's going into lane, going up for a layup. Shot was partially blocked. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kyra Penn, and it will be Russell inbounding it with 51.8 seconds left. 58-55, Mount Holmes leading it. McAllister will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Davis on the left wing. Davis will dribble down into the lane. Now she's going up for the layup. Shot no good. Gets her ball back, but Foreman turnover against Russellville. And now Foreman's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 41.3 seconds left. It's a two-shot opportunity for Anna Grace Foreman. One free throw will make it a two-possession game. That foul is called on Kara Davis as her fourth personal foul. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 6 points. First free throw is up and good. So it's back to a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. Gives them a little more cushion to work with. Set shot for Foreman is up, and she gets both. She now has 8 points. 60-55, Mountain Home leading it. 38 seconds left as McAllister's into the front court. She'll take the screen. Now throws it over to Velasquez on the right side. Now to Myers at the right elbow. Myers going into the lane, going up for the jumper, right over Foreman, good. And now Russellville's going to take their last timeout of the day. Anna Myers now double figures with 11 points, and we'll break with 27.4 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 60-57. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Well, Husky takes the inbound pass, drives the length of the floor, and is fouled from behind And so with 21.3 seconds left, it is a two-shot opportunity for Peyton Husky. Foul was called on Zima Kouser. It's her third personal foul. Husky's first free throw. Two-possession lead. And that is getting a lot closer to getting out of reach for Russellville. Tanika Boyce checks out of the game. She had come in during the timeout, and she'll be replaced by Blakely Walker. Second shot for Husky is up. Rolls around and goes in. She now has 16 points. 62-57, Mountain Home Leah. Here's McAllister back the other way. Dribbles to the right side. 15 seconds. Now a ball goes to Velasquez. Velasquez is going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Russell, but Walker hits the floor. Now she's going to be tied up, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. And I believe the Lady Bombers are going to secure a spot in the semifinals. 8.9 seconds left to play in this game. And Russellville cannot call a timeout. That timeout they took a little bit ago was their last one of the game. So Kate Gilbert will inbound it. The only thing Russellville can do is foul. Inbound pass goes to Kyra Penn, and she's going to be fouled from behind. Carradine picks up her fourth foul, so Kyra Penn will go back to the free throw line. With 7.6 seconds left, she has 3 points, including one of two from the charity stripe. So looks like Mount Home was going Bologna in tomorrow's semifinals. So Penn gets the first free throw, shots up, no good. One more free throw for Penn. Second shot, rolls around, will not go. In and out, Matt Russell gets the rebound. 5 seconds, McAllister will try one long three to try to beat the buzzer, no good. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. The buzzer sounds, and Mountain Home is going to advance to the Final Four. Well, Mountain Home's lead was down quite a bit, but they did what they needed to do to hold on and move on to the semifinals. We'll break. We'll come back and check our final numbers in just a moment. Our final score, Mountain Home defeating Russellville tonight, 62-57. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5440.